Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is commentary and analysis for What is the Problem with Men, published June 1st, 2017. This one's kind of funny because I guess theoretically I should have the most to talk about with this one, but I kind of intentionally avoided a lot of the response and feedback from readers just because I've spent so much time in the gender debate, like reading and writing about gender and men and masculinity and feminism, that anybody who hated it, I already knew why they hated it. And anybody who loved it, I already knew why they loved it. And this was definitely an article that I just felt very strongly after years and years of researching this stuff. It was something that needed to be said more often and needed to be said on like a very large platform. And so that's why I wrote it and I posted it. I mentioned in the email to subscribers that this was originally chapter one of a book I started writing back in 2013. I became very like obsessed with the whole gender thing for a couple of years back then. And that's back when my website, it was called Postmasculine, which a lot of people, maybe some newer readers aren't aware of that. But I used to run a men's website called Postmasculine. And it was, I mean, basically the philosophy of the website was what this article talks about, that the traditional roles of masculinity are outdated and they're hurting men. And that a lot of like what men struggle with these days, everything from dating to career to, you know, dealing with emotional problems, like this is all, it's because we're all kind of stuck in this weird transition period of, you know, the roadmap that our fathers and grandfathers gave us isn't working anymore. So how do we like negotiate this and how do we figure this out? But it's such a messy space because it's so politicized. It's very frustrating and it's politicized both on the right and the left. And I guess I'll just take a few minutes to address each side and kind of what I hate about each side. But I'll start with the left because, as a lefty myself, the radical feminist left actually pisses me off even more because I don't know, I just feel like they should know better. But I asked the readership when I sent this article out, I said, you know, there's an article that I'm kind of thinking about writing about feminism and women, you know, let me know if you want me to write it. And like hundreds of people responded saying, yes, please write it. So I'm going to write that. And so what I'm about to say just kind of touches on that next article. So if you want to see this better explained, just read this next article. But basically, feminism, there's like two different feminisms. There's like a philosophical feminism, and then there's like a tribal or institutional feminism. And I think philosophically, feminism is fantastic. I think it's one of the best advances in human society, you know, ever. I think, you know, it's this classic, you know, all people are born equal and deserve equal rights and dignity and to be treated with respect, and to have their differences like acknowledged but also respected. And so yeah, I'm like 100% on board with that. The problem is that philosophical feminism, like there are practical questions of like, how do you implement these philosophical beliefs? Like, how do you, like, what does equality really look like? What does equal treatment look like? And some of those questions have very obvious answers. So for instance, like sexual harassment or rape, like those are very easy questions to answer, you know? But then I think there's a lot of harder questions. So for instance, like it's something like 80% of engineering degrees go to men, and why is that? Is that because women are shamed from doing math and engineering? Is that because there's a cultural bias against women doing math and engineering? Or is it because women just are choosing not to? And so it's like, it gets really murky. And like, what should we do about that? Should we force women to go into engineering? Like, well, then that's not equal anymore. Should we do affirmative action? There's also an argument there that that's not equal either. So you get in all these like very like gray area questions very quickly. And I think those questions are difficult to answer. And I think there needs to be like a very strong dialogue in our culture about it. The problem is that there is also this thing that I kind of think of as like tribal feminism or institutional feminism, which is, it's no longer just a philosophy, but there's like a group of people come together and they share beliefs and they gain a certain amount of power in, you know, certain structures, in this case, academia. And then you start getting this in-group, out-group thing where it's like, okay, these are the beliefs that our tribe believes. And if you don't agree with them, we're going to shame you and call you part of the out-group. And I think this is what's happened with a lot of a whole branch of feminism. And I think it's sad because it's ironically not, it's ironically very intolerant and it treats people unequally. And I think it just gives feminism a really bad name and it like prevents it from advancing legitimately. You know, so these are like the college students who like shout down conservative speakers or like refuse to let like force college presidents to resign because they like make factual statements about women and, you know, pursuing like math degrees or something like that. Like it's, you can't force feminism. You can't force equality on the people with words. You can't just like shame people into saying, you know, oh, there should be 50-50 people on every board of directors and like also there should be 50-50 CEOs and 50-50 senators. Like equality doesn't necessarily always mean 50-50. Equality simply means equal opportunity. And there's going to be statistical variation in all sorts of places. So, like, you have to be very serious in terms of, like, analyzing, okay, this company's board of directors, there's 3 women and 7 men. Like, why is that? You can't just, like, try to shame a company because it's not, you know, there's not 2 more women on their board of directors or whatever. That's kind of, like, a dumb example, but, like, there'll be much better examples in the article. So that's the problem with the left. Like the problem with the right is people on the far right, so what I refer to in this article is traditional masculinity. I explain that it arose for a reason. It actually like provided a survival benefit to human society. So like certain human societies that adopted this form of masculinity were the ones that were most successful and conquered other societies and moved on throughout history. The problem is that like if you anthropologically, this traditional masculinity, like it's a completely, it's a cultural thing. It's something that was fabricated within a culture to help it promote it and survive. And the problem with the people on the far right is that they look at traditional masculinity and they're just like, oh, that's, men are just like that. And you kind of have 2 strains of this. You have the religious strain, which is like God made men this way and women this way. And so the man should be making money and the woman should be cooking and making babies. Because the religions came from these time periods in these societies. So these masculine and feminine roles are like baked into the religion. So people who are hardcore religious, like just instinctively subscribe to these gender roles. But the other people on the right, and I think these people are a little bit more pernicious, and I received a number of emails from them, especially there's a lot of men in this group who read my stuff, who just think Well, there are biological explanations for all this stuff, and you can't change men and women. And in fact, trying to make men and women behave equally is like ruining society. And I think that is just like way off base in so many ways. Like, there's just so little scientific research that really backs that up. And if you look at some of these people, like, they'll try to like construe scientific findings to like back this up, but it doesn't work. The truth is that biologically speaking, in terms of like cognitive functioning, men and women are barely different. Like, they're way more alike than they are different. So things like, you know, men are better at math and spatial reasoning, and women are better at, you know, remembering locations and stuff. Like, it's a lot of that research, like, it's very, you're talking like a smidge difference. That it's not even significant. And then there, of course, there's the ethical argument that it's like, just because on average, on a population level, men are like this and women are like this, that doesn't mean that every individual should be that way, you know? So like, for instance, population wise, like, taller people are better at basketball than shorter people, but that doesn't mean all tall people should play basketball and all short people should not play basketball. It's like, play what you want, and if you're good at it, then like, you'll make a team or whatever. That's what equality looks like. And so these people on the far right, they're basically, what they're saying about women is like, oh well, they're short biologically, so none of them should play basketball. And that's just like really stupid. It's like really thoughtless. And I think a lot of these, and it's primarily men who subscribe to this stuff, but I think the men who think this way, really, it's just, they have a lot of baggage. They have a lot of emotional problems, and women and feminism is their scapegoat. Like, they feel threatened. Their identity feels threatened. They've probably had like a series of really unhealthy, dysfunctional relationships with women in their life. And so, hey, it's all their fault, right? So yeah, that's kind of where the two criticisms come in. And that's why this is just such a sticky area to navigate. You know, so you have like the PC police on the far left who, like, if you just type the wrong word or use the wrong word in the wrong way, or if there's like one less woman, or like, I'll even say this, like, a lot of the statistics that I wrote in this article about men dying more often, men being homeless more often, men committing suicide more often. There's a lot of feminists, like far, far left feminists, who like don't care about that. In fact, a lot of them celebrate that. They're like, yeah, good, good, because like, men have been dominating forever. And it pisses me off, because I think the answer that should bring everybody together is like, hey, this is hurting everybody, not just women. It's hurting men too. So like, we should get a handle on it. So anyway, that's the men's article. I'm glad I put it out there. I feel good about it. I've avoided the gender debate for a long time now, just because it's exhausting. and I just know, like, it's just such a sensitive topic. And so I guess I've just been kind of lazy, like, emotionally lazy, in terms of dealing with it.